The next part of the armor of God that we're going to look at is the shield of faith. Faith is a word that's been tossed around so much today that the true meaning has almost been lost. We claim to have faith in our kids, faith in our country, or our local football team. The Christian meaning of faith, though, is different. The greatest definition for faith is found in Hebrews, where it says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Even though we don't see God in a physical sense, we can be confident that He exists and that He's at work around us. Faith says, "God, I don't see you, but I believe you're there and that you'll follow through with all your promises." Martin Luther said, "All depends on faith. He who does not believe is like one who must cross the sea, but is so timid that he doesn't trust the ship. And so he must remain and never be saved, because he doesn't embark and cross over." Faith in God is more important than anything else that occupies our mind. We can be the most intelligent thinkers of our day, but if we lack faith, then all the knowledge in the world is useless. Looking at the armor, the shield is the most effective part of our armor, besides perhaps the sword, because the shield is mobile and versatile. It shields us from danger at all angles. No matter which direction brings an assault, our shield can be placed in the way of and deflect those blows. Our shield can even issue a blow itself when all else is lost. And the construction of the Roman shield enabled it to extinguish fiery arrows that came their way. And this is what Paul compares our faith to: a shield that extinguishes the arrows of Satan. Faith is our main line of defense against his onslaught. When our shield is intact, the rest of the armor doesn't take as much of a hit. And this is especially important to know because we will get weak in some other area. And because our shield is mobile, we can move it and cover up the weak spot. Faith can protect us no matter where else we're temporarily weak. And one more interesting thing about shields is that often armies had large ones that were shared by multiple men. And this was how some of the stronger warriors could protect the weak or the wounded. Likewise, people are constantly being added to the army of Christ who are spiritually immature and prime for the devil's attacks. And it's up to those of greater faith to carry a shield that'll not only protect themselves, but also the new or the weak Christian. And this is called discipleship. It involves the experience of one who's been there. You may have trudged through a particular battlefield, which has given you a unique knowledge that can be passed on to someone else who's about to embark on that very same journey. We hold up our shield of faith, take them under our wing, and walk with them. It's what God has made the shield for. And this is especially true regarding our kids. Those who are too weak to defend themselves are the greatest targets for Satan. And who are more weak than little children? You know, I have a son and a daughter, and I'll tell you, the idea of them being destroyed by the devil is enough to bring me to my knees daily. I know that the stronger my defenses become, and you know, the greater my ministries become or whatever else, the more likely the devil will be to move on to my children. I mean, what greater way to bring me down? And I'm dedicated to do anything I can to protect their spiritual well-being. And as my shield is fortified, I need to hold it up and give protection to not only myself, but to my kids. We all need a shield. A shield that we uphold and use constantly in our spiritual walks with the Lord.